الرحمن الرحيم. وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أمر بلعق الأصابع والسحفة وقال إنكم لا تدرون في أيهما البركة. رواه مسلم. حضرت جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه says that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم commanded that we lick our fingers and the plate or the utensil that we have used when consuming our food. And he said that you do not know where, in which part, in other words, the finger or the utensil, the plate, where is the barakat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From this hadith, we understand the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when consuming our food, then we should be licking our fingers and even licking the plate. A small trace of food, sometimes a gravy or whatever it may be, it may look something very insignificant to us, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps sometimes barakah in that part. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ لَهُ إِذَا وَقَعَتْ لُقْمَةُ أَحَدِكُمْ فَلْيَأْخُذْهَا فَلْيُمِتْ مَا كَانَ بِهَا مِنْ أَذًى وَلْيَأْكُلْهَا وَلَا يَدَعْهَا لِلشَّيْطَانِ وَلَا يَمْسَحْ يَدَهُ بِالْمِنْدِيلِ حَتَّى يَلْعَقَ أَصَابِعَهُ فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَدْرِي فِي أَيِّ طَعَامِهِ الْبَرَكَةُ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in another narration mentions, whilst eating, if a morsel of food happens to fall off your fingers, falls onto the ground, generally what do? We take it and throw it away. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's sunnah is something else. He says, فَلْيُمِتْ مَا كَانَ بِهَا مِنْ أَذَنْ. If there was any dust that came onto that food, of course nothing, napak. It falls on the ground, some dust, sometimes there's nothing. So if there is anything that comes onto the food, then you may just wipe it off. وَلْيَأْكُلْهَا. Eat the morsel of food and do not leave it for shaitan. Shaitan waits for us to waste food and also not to say Bismillah. The moment we don't say Bismillah when partaking of food, we find the hadith will come where shaitan now begins to consume the food. And any morsel of food that we waste, like the one that has fallen off the plate, fell onto the ground, and we just leave it and abandon it and don't bother about it, then shaitan consumes that food. So we are leaving the food for shaitan. Rasulullah says, وَلْيَأْكُلْهَا. After wiping off the dust, eat it and do not leave it for shaitan. And do not wipe your hands with any towel, in our case, serviettes we have, until you lick your fingers. So especially in da'wats we have, we see on the table, they have serviettes. You have finished eating your food, and before licking your fingers, you should not just wipe your hands with the serviette or wash your hands. Lick the fingers, because you do not know in which part that barakah Allah Ta'ala has kept. And this is the thing we are looking for, barakah in our food. And the barakah that Allah Ta'ala places in the food will give us the energy and ability to do all the good things that Allah Ta'ala wants from us. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَدْرِي فَأَيِّ طَعَامِهِ الْبَرَكَةِ. None of us know exactly in which part, which morsel, which grain, which trace of the food in which Allah Ta'ala has placed barakah. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ لَهُ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَحْضُرُ أَحَدَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مِنْ شَأْنِهِ. Rasulullah mentioned another hadith that shaitan is present at every important affair and task of yours. Everything important. For example, salah. So at time of salah, the moment you commence your salah, shaitan comes. And now he tries to insinuate and cast whisperings and take your mind away. In everything, to such an extent, Rasulullah said, حَتَّى يَحْتُرَهُ عِنْدَ طَعَامِهِ. He comes and he presents himself when you are eating your food. فَإِذَا سَقَطَتْ مِنْ أَحَدِكُمْ أَلُّقْمَةِ فَلْيُمِتْ مَا كَانَ بِهَا مِنْ أَذَنْ. Exact same thing, that when any person is eating and a morsel of food falls off, then wipe off the dust or the dirt that has come onto that morsel of food. فَلْيَأْكُلْهَا وَلَا يَدَعْهَا لِلشَّيْطَانِ. Eat the morsel of food and do not leave it for shaitan. Hazrat Hudhayfa رضي الله تعالى was with one of his servants, and they had been invited at some person's place, and amongst the people they were very, very high profile people, very prominent people, very wealthy people sitting on the dastarkhan. Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu was this very simple sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, known as Sahibu Siri Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him special secrets that he didn't tell any other sahabi. He had the list of munafiqeen. Nabi Kareem had even told him, this person is munafiq, this person is munafiq. So he was a very close sahabi. Rasulullah had trusted him a lot. So as he is eating, one morsel of food falls off and falls into the ground. So he picks it up, he dusts the morsel of food, and he puts it into his mouth. As he does so, the other people there, who are not deeni inclined, they were invited some place. So those people began to look at him with big eyes. What is he doing? So when this happened, his khadim sort of nudged him and told him that people are watching you. So he said, must I abandon, أَأَتْرُكُ السُنَّةَ حَبِيبِي لِهَاؤُلَاءِ الْحُمَقَى? Should I abandon the sunnah of my Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for these foolish people, these ignorant ones who do not have sunnah in their lives? They find it very difficult. Many times we are going with some friend or some people, and sometimes happens there's a non-Muslim sitting there. And we're eating at some place. Now we take out our fork and knife and we try to impress that person and follow his way of life. Whereas if you follow the sunnah of Rasulullah, it would impress that person. And he might even start eating with his fingers. So this is a simple hadith and lesson today, that when we are eating our food, we lick our fingers. Ulama have generally mentioned that Rasulullah would use just two fingers or three fingers. He would use his three fingers. So the middle finger, then this index finger and the thumb. So these three fingers. If a person requires more, he can use a fourth and fifth. You can use all five fingers, there's no problem. But Rasulullah would generally use the three fingers and he would eat. So in the hadith we find Rasulullah explaining the licking of the fingers when a person uses three fingers. First, the middle finger. Because this one will be most soiled as you're eating. It's the longest finger. It will become most soiled. Then the finger next to it, and finally the thumb. This is how you will lick it. And of course, when you're licking your fingers, do it in a very elegant manner, so the person sitting in front of us, around us, does not feel difficult to eat his food. When the morsel of food falls, do it very nicely and politely, so the person who's eating with us, he doesn't feel difficult to eat his food. So do it in a proper way, in a sunnah way. Inshallah, we will find barakah in our food, barakah in our lives. May Allah give all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal at home, teach our children, our women folk, simple sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This could even be our najat in the akhirat. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.